We are about to start Chelek Shlishi of the Mishnah Berurah, that is Hilchos Shabbos, and that is exciting. We begin with Simon Reish Mem Beis. We'll be doing just the Machaber and the Mishnah Berurah on it. The first Sifkatan in the Mishnah Berurah is sort of a Hagdama, giving us the background to which we can go and understand the Machaber, and that is that we're dealing with the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. What is the source to this mitzvah? So, to begin with, everyone agrees that the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is at least from the Nevi'im. Yeshayahu Anavi says, V'karasol HaShabbos Onik. It is the sheet of the Ramban that the mitzvah of Onik Shabbos is actually a Doraisa. Because in Parshas Emra, when we learn about the Mikroi Kodesh, the first of the Mikroi Kodesh is actually Shabbos. What does Mikro Kodesh mean? So Chazal tell us, that means Kovid and Onig. Kovid is ksus nikiya, you have to make sure that you're wearing clean clothes. And what is onig? Machal umashke, food and drink. So according to the Ramban, there's a chiyuv d'oraisa of onig Shabbos. According to most other Rishonim, the mitzvah is from the Nevi'im. Chazal talk about the schar for one who is properly ma'anig Shabbos. And it says, he is zocha to nachla b'li mitzorin, a portion with no boundaries, and his nitzel mishubud golios. However, we do find three different mamari chazal that are seemingly contradictory with regard to what is the way to be mechavet Shabbos. And as a result of it, in order to answer that, the mechaber seems to be addressing the issue. The question is exactly what does he mean? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down these three members. Number one, Chazal tell us that you're supposed to be Mechabit Shabbos, what is the proper Oneg, with Dogim Gedolim, big fish, Rosh Shumin, the tops of garlic, and Tavshel Shel Tardim. And a Tavshel Shel Tered, the Mishnah Berurah says these were things that were Choshev in those days. That is the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch translates that in Simen Reish Nun into Basar V'Dogim, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's not that these are set in stone. It's not that there's a Takanas Chazal of Basar V'Dogim, although we will see a little later where that comes from. But there's no Takana of Basar V'Dogim. But what Chazal mean, whatever is Choshev within the society. So in a society where, say, meat is more Choshev than fowl, meat would be more important. In a society where fowl is more Choshev, fowl would be more important. In a society where milchiks is more Choshev, then based on this halacha, according to the Mishnah Berurah, even something dairy or vegetarian could perhaps be a kiyum of Onik Shabbos. Meaning the Iker Din Onik Shabbos that we have in this Gemara is whatever is Choshev in the society. And we'll see a little later, the Mishnah Berurah also adds another tie, which is that you have to like it. If you're forcing yourself to eat something that you don't really like, that is not a fulfillment of Onik Shabbos. But that is the first Gemara. We have a second Gemara that says that you can fulfill Onik Shabbos with Kasa D'Harsana, with small fish, which sounds like a bare minimum. And then we have a third Gemara that goes even further. Rabbi Akiva's Memra Asei Shabbat Chachol Val Tetzarech Lebrias. You're better off turning Shabbos into a weekday with regard to Oneg and not need to be supported by the Tzibur. Now, how do we put together all three? So the Mishnah Berurah says it's quite straightforward, which is for anyone that can afford it, you really have to put yourself out, and what you should have for Shabbos is whatever is choshev in your society, and you have that for three Suddhas. All three Suddhas should be Suddhas Chashuvas. The second level is someone who just barely can afford it. All he could do is a minimum. For someone like that, kasa d'harsana, at least fish, at least give it something of its tzur, so that your meals on Shabbos, your three suddas, don't resemble weekday suddas. The third situation, asei Shabbat chachol, is that Rabbi Akiva is talking about, is someone who is on the brink of needing to take money from the tzibur. If he is going to treat Shabbos the way Shabbos should be treated, he's going to need money from the tzibur. If he doesn't, meaning if he has on Shabbos only two suddas, like during the week, and they are like weekday suddas, he'll be able to survive without needing the help of the tzibur. That's where Rabbi Akiva came along and said that your self-respect, independence, not being a tzarech al habriyas, is more important than having food for Onik Shabbos. So based on this, it would turn out that what happens if someone is already in need and is taking money from the tzibur? So there already he has a mitzvah of Onik Shabbos like everybody else. And the halacha is that the tzibur has a chiyuv to support him and give him mazon gimel sudas, to actually see to it that he has three sudas, so that someone who has not yet taken from the tzibur, and if he has shalosh sudas on Shabbos, he'll have to raise money for it, is better off skipping shalosh sudas. Someone who's already nitzarech al habrias, he should have three sudas and have them to the best of his ability. Now we read the mechaber, and it's not clear what he's referring to. Afilu mishet sarech la'acherim, even someone who has to come on to others. So here we're talking about someone who's supported by the tzibur, and he therefore is chayiv and shalosh sudas, and the tzibur has to give him three sudas. In yesh lo ma'at mishalo, if he has a little bit, sarech lezarez atzmo lechabed es haShabbos, he has to try his best to be mechabed Shabbos. What exactly does this mean? So the Mishnah Berurah brings those who say that this is referring to Kasa da Harsin a little bit, but the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and he says this is referring to pushing himself to the best of his ability and not settling for a minimum. V'lo amru asei Shabbat chachol. When did Chazal say asei Shabbat chachol? They didn't say it in a situation where you're already being supported by the tzibur. V'al tzarech lebrius elamisha shah dechukalo biyosef. Only somebody with a shah is the chukal obi yoser. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, what this means is somebody who's on the brink of needing help from the tzibur, in order to avoid taking money from others, he should make his Shabbos kol and only have two sudas, and they'll look like weekday sudas. But somebody who's already taking money from the tzibur, and the tzibur has given him a bare minimum for three sudas, al kein sarach litzamtzen b'shar yomim kedei lechabed haShabbos. He should still try his best to push himself and do whatever he can in order to be mechabed Shabbos. So the way the Mishnah Berurah learns this, this is not limited to Kasa da Harsana. This is somebody who's already taking money from the tzibur, and the tzibur is giving him a bare minimum. He should still try his best to mitzamtzim a little bit during the week, eat less during the week, so that he'll be able to mechabed Shabbos to the best of his ability. That's the way the Mishnah Berurah learns this mechaber. Now, the Mishnah Berurah brings the Indian Alpi Kabbalah of having fish at every Suda, and here's where he writes that if someone doesn't like fish, then he should not force himself to eat it, because the mitzvah is onik Shabbos. He also brings down that the right thing is to have two tafshilin, to have two different dishes at every suda. In other words, make sure that it is a suda which is a suda chashuva. The Mishnah Berurah also goes into the inyan where what happens if the prices of fish have gone up. So he says that the chachamim, the rabbanim, of the time can come along and make a gzeirin, a takana, and tell everyone not to buy fish for a couple of weeks till the prices come down again. He does bring a machlokas, whether that is only if the price has gone up more than a shlish, or even if it went up less than a shlish. The difference, the two opinions, are based on the fact that you're supposed to overspend on hider mitzvah a shlish. So the question is, it could be that if they're miyakar at a shlish, that does not take away from our mitzvah and our obligation, and therefore we would not go and make a takana for people not to buy fish. The Mishnah Berurah also goes into a situation where a person owes a worker money. Say the work terminated on Erev Shabbos, he can now pay the worker on time, be mekayim biyomotit and scharo, or spend the money on his own onik Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the asay of biyomotit and scharo and the lav of baltolin, of not waiting overnight to pay your worker, are stronger than the mitzvah of onik Shabbos, which may not even be a daraisa, and even if it is, it's only an asay, whereas paying your worker on time is an asay and a lav. With regard to borrowing money for onik Shabbos, the Chazal say, borrow and I'll pay back. The Mishnah Berurah brings two days. Is this only when you know how you're going to repay, or is it right to borrow money even if you have no idea how you're going to repay? His maskoni is hakol lefi ha'inyan. It's hard to know exactly what the Mishnah Berurah means. And possibly, if you're just being reckless, don't do this. Whereas if you're really willing to strain yourself and you'll do whatever is necessary to repay, then you can have bitachon that Hashem is going to help. The Mishnah Berurah also goes into the fact that mezonosov shel odem raktsuvas mirosh hashanah l'rosh hashanah, there's a decree of how much money we're going to have to live on. with the exception of several things, one of them being the amount that you spend on Shabbos and Yontif. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, be careful how you spend your money during the week. But for Shabbos, you can go all out, and you're not taking away from your cheshbin of mezonos. There's a Sefer Chassidim that the Magen Avraham brings that if someone gives you food for Shabbos, you're to use it for Shabbos only and not for anything else. The Mishnah Berurah says that Al Pidin, really an ani can use the money he gets from the tzibur for whatever he wants to. However, since there is an opinion that is machmir, it's a good thing to do. Further in the Mechaber. So far we were talking about the inyan of Onik Shabbos with food. Now we go into the inyan of Kavod Shabbos. Mitakonis Ezra, Shiu Mechapsim Begodim Behei B'Shabbos V'Pnei Kavod HaShabbos. Ezra made a takana that you should launder your clothing on Thursday in honor of Shabbos. There's a Machlokis Achronim, exactly what this means. The Mishnah Berurah goes with those who say that the takana is make sure your clothes are clean for Shabbos. Just make sure on Thursday, not on Friday. Because Friday, if you're going to have to spend your day doing laundry, you're not going to have free time to prepare your food. Therefore, you're better off doing your laundry on Thursday. So the takana is to have clean clothes. When did they say to fulfill this takana on Thursday? What happens if someone didn't? He remembers on Friday that he forgot to wash his shirt for Shabbos and his shirt is not clean. So of course, according to the Mishnah Berurah, he should go and wash his shirt on Shabbos in order to have clean clothing for Shabbos. The Magen Avraham's opinion is that the Iker Takanas Ezra is to aser, to prohibit laundry on Friday in order that in the Kavod Shabbos, in order that you have time to prepare for Shabbos. According to the Magen Avraham, then, if you realize on Friday that you didn't wash your clothes for Shabbos, don't. Not only that, but according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no iser in doing laundry for Sunday on Friday if you can afford the time. The Iker Takana is make sure to have clean clothes for Shabbos. So, of course, everyone agrees that the fulfillment of the takon is by doing your laundry on Thursday. If you didn't, lefi the Mishnah Berurah, you're better off doing it on Friday than not doing it, and there's nothing wrong with doing laundry, according to the Mishnah Berurah, that is not for Shabbos on Friday. There are poskim that aren't sure whether or not this applies today. It used to be that laundry meant you went down to the river. The Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa is mistapek. If today we're all you've got to do is turn on the washing machine, is that also something that we fear will take away from your ability to prepare for Shabbos? Knowing the way Erev Shabbos looks in many homes, I think one would say that we are left with this takana. You don't need the added burden of laundry for Erev Shabbos. Do your laundry before Erev Shabbos. So that was the Mechaber, and once again we had two halachas. The Ikar Adin of Onik Shabbos, which is to see to it that you really honor Shabbos with the foods that are chashuv in your society. The minimal requirement is at least something special, and in order to avoid coming on to the help of the public, you're better off just eating like on a weekday and skipping Shalosh Shudos altogether in order not to need money from the tzibur. But once you're supported by the tzibur, push yourself and even eat less during the week so you could really be Mechabed Shabbos. And the second halacha is the Takanas Ezra of clean clothes for Shabbos, according to the Mishnah Berurah, where he says on Thursday, do your laundry so that you'll be able to have clean clothes for Shabbos.